I see a couple of folks have just come on. I'm going to give it just a minute before we get started this morning, and I hope and pray everybody is doing well, and that all is right with the world, that you're warm, safe, and dry. Just to let you know, today, this is kind of a unique experience, I guess, because this is the first time that I have ever actually done a live broadcast from home. I know a lot of people would think back and say, well, you know, we had the pandemic. Well, back during the pandemic, the Wi-Fi at my house was so poor, I could not do a live broadcast. So what we were doing, just got a sound check there. Good. So since the Wi-Fi was so bad at my house back in the days of the pandemic, I was not able to do a live broadcast. So what I would do is I would actually shoot a video here, and then I would have to go to the church and upload that particular video so that that we would, you know, have the opportunity to be able to, you know, be able to see it. So, you know, it's a little bit different today, actually going live. But at any rate, I know we've got some cold temperatures this morning. I think we made the right call by doing things this way. Roads are very slick. I sit here and look out. I've seen some folks attempt to go by. So at any rate, while I'm giving just a little bit of time for folks to be able to gather, be sure to go grab your Bible. You probably already have your cup of coffee, but grab your Bible, because like I say, we're still going to get into the Word just like we do on any normal and given Sunday. So if you do happen to have your Bible, we're going to be looking at passages today that come out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. So that's Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. You can go ahead and turn with me there, and we'll get you caught up to speed. I do want to go ahead and just make mention, and I'll probably mention this again closer toward the end of our broadcast, but please keep Brandy Holt in your prayer, in your prayers. Yeah, those are the folks that sit over there with the Andersons, Don and Barbara. Brandy is in the hospital, is not doing very well at all. So we want to keep her in our prayers. What you got?
I need the first man.
Luke chapter 12. We're going to be giving the verses here in just a moment. Like I say, anything can happen when you're live. So we do the best we can with what we got. You'll notice that behind me is a green screen. This is actually where I've been doing the video shoots for the Wednesday Bible study. You'll notice that all the magic is not there. Today, it is just me. Normally, we have Don, Wesley, we've got Ryan Anderson, and let's see who else. There's one other person up there. Tim does the magic on the computer. So normally I'll shoot the video, and then what'll happen is I turn it over to them, and they put the nice backgrounds and videos that you see behind it. So today you can just figure me like this is what a weatherman sees behind them. So I don't have the technology to be able to do all those things. So we're just going with what we got. But at any rate, we're so glad that you're joining us today. As always, we have our very own Dr. John Cazito. Instead of me being able to look out to my left and see him, he is safely at his house. And he is still, I call him our online minister. As always, you can communicate with him at any time during this broadcast. If there's any questions that you have, he can certainly answer them. And then, and like I say, yeah, he's pretty much a point guy on this broadcast today because I'm not able to do those things while I'm attempting to preach. So be sure to say hello to Dr. Cazito or give him a wave, you know, one of the little hand emojis that you can give him a wave to. But at any rate, I trust and pray that everybody is safe and well. We're going to be doing the best we can to check on you along the way. I'm grateful for our deacons and their heart. If there is anything whatsoever that you find yourself in need of during this time, we don't want anybody to be hungry. We don't want anybody to be cold. Please let us know. We will be able to at least do the best that we can. If we can't get things in line for you, somebody certainly will be able to do that. So I think I've killed enough time now to give folks time to accumulate. for our virtual church meeting today. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to be looking at passages that come out of Luke's gospel in chapter 12. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn over there with me. One of the things that really, really struck me particularly coming into this week, you know, for quite some time, we've been hearing about that we've got this weather that's coming in, you know, this storm that's going to happen. And man, I heard everything from 2 feet of snow all the way, down to, well, maybe nothing. And then as it got closer, you know, the accumulations and whatnot started kind of decline a little bit. But it was so interesting. And if you were like I was, one of the things that you probably had the opportunity to be able to see was folks preparing. That's a kind way of saying it, because maybe you went to the service station to get some gasoline and there was a line from here to Terre Haute. But at any rate, you know, it was a little bit frustrating because you're sitting there thinking, oh, okay, well, all I need to do is get some gas. And then there's somebody there filling up all these fuel canisters for generators. I can remember particularly the 3 days leading up into this storm. There's a little store just down from the house, and it didn't make any difference what time you went past that store. It could be, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock. It could have been any time, 5 o'clock in the evening, 6 o'clock in the evening. There would be, you know, cars parked side by side, and they would stretch all the way around that store. They were there to get propane. Now, a lot of people, again, that's preparedness. There's not a problem with that, but they had propane to be able to cook. Some of them had propane cylinders to be able to run gas logs should the power went out. But I saw people urgently preparing for this storm. And again, absolutely nothing wrong with making preparation for a storm. But the thought that really occurred to me and the thought that went through my mind was simply this. You know, do we prepare in the same manner for the return of Christ? Are we as ready, you know, and prepared? Now, it was funny because the weatherman said, hey, we got a big event that's coming along. You know, this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, people began to scramble. Folks, let me tell you something. Myself, as well as some other good Bible gospel, need to hear that particular gospel message. Now, it's ironic enough, we don't see the same urgency in being prepared for the return of our Lord and Savior as we do for getting ready for a storm. You know, it is so interesting to see that just the urgency with which people were being prepared. And that really made me think about what the scriptures tell us about being prepared. So today, we want to gather and take a look at a very profound and urgent message from the Gospel of Luke. It's chapter 12. We're going to be looking at verses 35 through 40. Now, this passage, it highlights the critical theme of preparedness for the return of our Lord and Savior. So look with me, if you would, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. It says, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Okay, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we continue our time together today. Father, as we come to you again, we are grateful, we are thankful for these moments that we have to be able to spend together in your word. And Lord, even though the weather situations are not exactly ideal for us to be able to meet in person, we are thankful for these moments that we get to be able to be in your presence, even together as a family online, to be able to hear your word. As always, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would truly speak to our hearts today. We know there's a message for each of us. And Father, I certainly pray that we will be receptive to it. So Father, we realize that when we're in the environments that we're in, there can be a lot of distractions that would hinder us from being able to hear you today. I pray, Lord, that those would be minimal, that we would be able to purposefully put those things aside, that we might be able to hear you and to hear the message you have for us today. So again, Father, we pray you'll bless our time, and we do ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks. So, you know, as we look at these particular verses, you know, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And when I say disciples, I'm talking about those who are his followers, those who are following him. And he is encouraging them to be watchful and to be ready for his return. Now, this is something that has been mentioned by Jesus pretty much throughout all of his earthly journey. It was mentioned to him at the time that he resurrected back to the Father. And he has left the marching orders for us as his disciples to be able to preach his return to those that we come in contact with, and specifically pastors. Like myself, it's one of those situations where that is our job. We are to preach Jesus Christ crucified, buried, resurrected, and coming again. Now, not only that, we have to be ready. You know, too many times what happens is we get to the point where, you know, we have trusted Christ, and you've heard me often say this, we feel like we've checked off the boxes. Okay, well, check this box, check that box. I've accepted Christ. I followed in baptism. I've done all these things. But yet, folks, we need to be disciples of his, those who follow him, those who get into his word, those who grow in grace, those who grow in faith, those who grow in strength. And not only that, he says that we need to be watchful for his return. And I think that what happens is too often we get distracted. We're very easily distracted in our society today. Now, all of us can think of situations where we have become distracted. You know, we've set out maybe on a journey, or we've got something that we've got to do. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you sit back and say, wait a minute, why are we doing what we're doing? This is not our original intent. This is not our original purpose. You know, I've often used the illustration because it's probably the best that I know and so vivid. But yet on days like today, back in the days of old, we used to have some codes for the news stations, and a lot of people still do. You'll see it rolling across the banner that services are canceled or delayed or what have you. But at any rate, you had this formula that you would go in, you know, on your computer, and you would put it in there. And then what would happen would be they would scroll across in alphabetical order. Now, sometimes they would have subcategories where it would be, you know, church closings, and then it would be an alphabetical listing of churches that would be closed. Now, you would think that would make it incredibly easy to be able to see or to find. Well, what would happen would be I would put that in there, and I'm that guy who always has to watch and make sure that it's actually there. You know, I want to see it come across the screen and know that it's there. Well, I would be sitting there, you know, watching and waiting, and then about the time we would get into the C's, you know, for Central Baptist Church, something would happen. The phone would ring, you know, somebody would, you know, would call, something would need to be done. And even if it was just for a moment, I would kind of glance away. And then when I turned back, we were already past, you know, where Central Baptist Church should be in that listing. And I would get so frustrated because I was distracted even for a moment from the cause or the purpose that I was on. So as we go back there and look at our text and look at our scriptures, the imagery that is being used here is a very vivid imagery, but it's also very instructive. You know, think about lampstands lit and waist being girded. That implies a state of readiness and a state of alertness. Now, remember, we're making application to this as we're watching for the return of our Savior. Would you categorize yourself today as a person who is ready? If you had to stand before Christ today, and answer to him for, you know, well, your salvation, the works, the things that you've done, would you be ready? You know, most of the people that I talk to would sit back and say, well, nah, I wouldn't say, yeah, there's a few things that I would do differently, or there are a few things that that would be, you know, that I need to take care of. Well, folks, take care of those. That's what this means. Are you prepared at a moment's notice? Are you ready to go if the trumpet sounds and time, as you and I know, it ceased to exist? All right. Lamp stands lit and waist being girded. Are you ready and are you alert? You know, much like in our passage today, these servants that were awaiting their master's return from a wedding feast, you know, they must be prepared regardless of the hour at which he arrives. And that's what this this is pointing to. Yeah, back in that day, they didn't have text messaging. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have tracking devices or, you know, the Find My's if you're an Apple person. They didn't have AirTags. They didn't have all these things. So you never knew. And by the way, the servants were supposed to be prepared for their master's return. They didn't know when it was going to be. You know, it could be in an hour. It could be in a day. It could be a couple of days. Now, if you go back and look at the history, wedding feast, boy, they really took some time back in that day. They truly celebrated. I mean, it was days worth of activities. So here are the servants that are back home. And this passage is pointing to the fact that they must be prepared for when their master returns, because it could be at any day, it could be at any hour, as time, you know, as time has it. So Jesus' teaching here really underscores the suddenness as well as the unpredictability of the second coming. Now, it could happen in a moment's notice. Folks, I believe that according to what God's word tells us, the stage is set. The trumpet could sound at any moment now. I've often shared that back probably, you know, and I know this is what I usually get. People say, well, people have been saying that for, you know, decades and centuries. And I look at it and I think back to even when I was like in my high school days back in the 1980s, early 1980s. And I think about the fact that when you look at some of the things that would need to take place, particularly during that time of tribulation, we weren't able to do that. Look at how far technology has come, you know, just even over the past few years. I mean, pre-pandemic, we wouldn't even be doing something like what we're doing right now for you to be able to see this particular service. Think about all the things that need to take place, how the Antichrist is going to be able to, you know, address the whole world. Well, you know, you and I would sit back and think, well, that's very, you know, very possible today via satellite. Well, those things weren't, they weren't in play back in those particular days to the degree that we see them now. I always like it when people sit back and say, and I can relate to it as well, that the technology that you hold in your hands in a cell phone used to take up rooms back in the early 1980s. You go back even before that, it's even more. So, you know, Jesus is teaching and really driving home, you know, the point that the return of Christ can happen very sudden. It can happen at any moment. You hear me preach that all the time, but the question is, do you really believe that? You know, are we living our lives as such? Just like that weatherman who was calling for this plethora of snow. Boy, we're going to get 2 feet of snow. Well, when they said that, man, people started scrambling for propane gas, fuel for their vehicles, food. Listen, I don't know about you, but I went into the grocery store, and I think the next time I would rather chew on some glass. I mean, you couldn't hardly move around in the grocery store. Everything was sold out. Why was that? Because people were getting ready. Not opposed to people getting ready. But why is it that we wait to the last minute? Now, what happens is often what we do is there are times when we sit back and we have gotten ourselves prepared, you know, whether it's for not a disaster, but an event like we've had today with snow or weather or something. And you've sat back and said, well, I'm prepared. I've put stuff back. Well, how long ago did you put it back? Well, I can't remember when. And then you start to look and That flashlight you had, the batteries are dead. The food that you stored up is out of date. The water that you had is out of date. And yes, water does go out of date, all right? So at any rate, all of a sudden, when you need it, you go to it and you find that you really aren't prepared. Yeah, you had done the things you needed to do, but there were some things you did not pay attention as time progressed to what's going on. And folks, here's the incredible part. Too often we do that in our spiritual lives. We sit back and we say, well, I'm saved and, you know, I've done this and I've learned a few scriptures from back in the vacation Bible school days. But the problem is we're not visiting our Lord and Savior daily. We are not growing in His grace. So the question I ask you is, are you truly prepared that if time ceased today, or would you be trying to scramble around and get your gasoline and your groceries and everything else, just like we did over the past few days in the Piedmont Triad area? So, you know, it could be sudden. Jesus is teaching in these passages that that the return of Christ could be very sudden. And he's also teaching its unpredictability. All right. What does the word tell us? The word says that no man knows the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man will return. You don't know when that will be. And too many people have sat back and said, well, it's been, you know, centuries since he's come back. So I have time, you know, I've got all the time in the world and I'll get myself ready when the time comes. Folks, you don't know when the time of the Lord is going to be. It is unpredictable. So the passages today and our text are underscoring the fact that Christ is going to come suddenly, and the time that he comes is unpredictable. We don't know when that's going to be. So he also says this when he's talking about that. He likens his return to a thief that is breaking into a house. Now, this is emphasizing the necessity of being constantly vigilant in our watch. You know, the absence of certainty regarding the time is a very integral fact in this thing, you know. And today I am urging you, you know, as believers, to maintain a perpetual state of preparedness. So now I think you can see where the source of today's message came from, because I was watching all these people scramble around. And I thought to myself, though, you know what? Every Sunday I get an opportunity, as well as other pastors, to preach Jesus Christ, and salvation is for everyone. And essentially we herald the cry that it could be any moment now. And yet it seems like people just continue to just go about life like, okay, whenever, I've got time, it'll all be good. All right, so let's go back again and consider our passage. So there's several things that today's passage points out to us and gives us some insights. And let me just hit them for you pretty quick, okay? If you're taking notes or if you're a number person, here are the things that we want you to see from the text today. First of all, and remember what we're looking at. We are looking at some key insights in this particular passage. So the first thing is that there is the imminence of Christ's return. The return of Jesus is both certain and unpredictable. Make sure you've got that down. It is certain and it is unpredictable. A lot of times people say, well, how do you know that it's certain? And I sat back and looked, you know, throughout, you know, the history, throughout the Bible, throughout so many different things. Folks, let me tell you something. People don't die for a lie. These are people who walked with Jesus. These are people who were martyrs. They gave their life simply because of the fact that they believed and witnessed what Jesus had done. So, you know, his word has always been true. It has never been proven wrong. He says that he is going to return. He's coming again. So you can take that to the bank. That's the best way to say it. And the other part, as we just mentioned before, it is unpredictable. You don't know when that will be. You've got to be prepared. You know, this is a future event. This is not something from the past. This is a future event for which we must always be prepared for, because you never know when it's going to take place. Okay. Second insight is faithful stewardship. All right. The call to readiness is a call for you and I to live faithfully in this world. This involves actively engaging in God's kingdom work. Did you notice what I said? God's kingdom work. That means using our gifts, our abilities, and our resources effectively for Him. You know, not for us. I mean, yeah, granted, there are some things that wind up benefiting us, but God gave you those gifts, talents, and abilities to be used for His honor and for His glory. As we take a checkup on that this morning, my question is, are we doing that? Are we using what God has given us in the way of talents and abilities to advance the kingdom? Or are we using them to advance ourselves? Okay. Third point we can draw out of our text today is that we need to be watchful and we need to be in prayer. Yet Jesus' command to watch and to be ready is not a passive command. You know, it's not a passive waiting, but it is an active lifestyle of prayer and spiritual alertness. Be alert. We understand what that word is. We have got to be alert for what's taking place and what's going on around us. You know, it's so ironic that too often we're not aware of our surroundings. We're not aware of what's taking place and what's going on around us. And that's when we can get in trouble. That can happen in our personal lives, and that can also happen in our spiritual lives. Are you alert to what's taking place around you? So be watchful and be prayerful. All right. Fourth thing that we could draw from our text today is there is judgment and there is reward. This passage hints at the judgment and rewards that are awaiting believers. Now, faithful servants are promised a blessing. This is highlighting the eternal significance of our earthly lives. This is not the end, folks. You know, we need to be laying up our treasures in heaven, not down here on this earth. Yeah, you know, we need to be considering everything that we say, everything that we do needs to be considered for eternity's sake, not just for today or tomorrow's sake. So think about those things. Now, the other thing is, there are some, as we've thought about what our passage is teaching us today, what are some of the things that we can do practically? How do we apply these scriptures to our lives? You know, how should we live in light of the truths that we have learned from our scripture text today? Well, I'm going to be a good preacher today, and I'm going to give you some numbered things, particularly if you're taking notes. So how is it that we're to live in light of the truths from our scripture text? Number one, you need to keep your lamp lit. You can understand the metaphor there. You need to maintain a vibrant relationship with Jesus through prayer, through study of the scripture, and through active involvement in fellowship within the church community. Now, I know people will sit back and say, well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Now, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian, but boy, let me tell you what, you miss out on so many opportunities for growth, so many opportunities for support. I've often said, and a lot of you all will understand and get this, I grew up watching Wild Kingdom and old Marlon Perkins, and I can still remember, you know, even from a small child, you know, him talking about how you would watch this herd that was out there, and you would see the predators coming in on them, and you know, the lion or the cheetah or whatever it was would always look for the one that was away from the crowd, the one that wasn't with the others, because they were not protected by the others. And that's the one that the lion or the cheetah would always run down, is the one that was outside of the community. Folks, there is safety in the community of your church. There are brothers and sisters who will be there to go to that spiritual battle with you. There are those who can encourage you along the way. And if you're not an active part of a Bible-believing church, I really want to encourage you to make the move to plug yourself in there, to be, you know, once again, be active in prayer, be active in the study of the scriptures, and be active in the fellowship of a local church community. The word tells us this. It says, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What that essentially means is it's a testament to your faith, okay? Number two, practical application things, okay? We need to embrace faithful living. You know, we need to engage in the work of the Lord with diligence, with integrity, and with love. You know, use those talents to serve others and to advance God's kingdom. So the checkup point right here, or the litmus test is that what you're doing? Are you using what God gave you for His honor, for His glory, and to advance and to help other people that are in your life. I hope and pray that you are. Listen, if not, and the Holy Spirit is pointing these things out, it's not too late. Today is a new day, and the Lord will still use you, okay? Third practical application of what we can learn from our scriptures today is that we need to stay spiritually awake. We need to avoid complacency, and we need to avoid spiritual slumber. That's the best way for me to say it. You know, are you complacent? Have you just gone, oh, okay, well, this is what we do on Sunday. You know, are you actively hearing from the Lord? If I were to come up to you and say, what is God teaching you through your quiet time? Would you be able to give me an answer? Or would you be stepping and fetching? Would you be sitting back going, would you make something up so that you wouldn't be embarrassed? Or would you be able to sit back and say, man, I'll tell you one thing. The Lord really spoke to me through my devotional time today. Yeah, this is one of the things that the Lord taught me. And folks, by the way, that is exactly what we do when it comes down to discipleship. That's what our D-Life groups do. We discuss the scriptures. We discuss what it is that God has taught us. And we're able to share those things. And those things are often very, very helpful to those in the room, especially somebody who's going through a circumstance or situation. So remember, you have got to stay spiritually awake. Avoid the complacency. Avoid the spiritual slumber. And regularly examine your life, casting off sin and clinging to righteousness. The Holy Spirit's going to tell you what those sins are, what those things are that are binding you up, what's breaking fellowship, not salvation, but what's breaking fellowship between you and the Father. So you've got to stay spiritually awake. All right. Fourth thing, when it comes down to practical application, is the spread of the gospel. You know, we need to share our hope of Christ's return with those that are around us in our sphere of influence, our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends, those people who we come into contact with on a daily basis. And the thing about it is, it doesn't mean you have to know them. I've had tremendous opportunities to share the gospel in a grocery store line. Just waiting for the checkout, particularly if you were in the midst of the preparedness over this past week. You probably had plenty of time to stand in a line and maybe have an opportunity to share Jesus with somebody. So we have got to spread the gospel. Evangelism is both a privilege and also a responsibility. What a joy it is to share, you know, what Jesus accomplished on Calvary's cross. So it is a privilege, but it is also a responsibility. The Lord expects us to do these things. It's not like, oh, well, if you feel like it, this is what you should do. It's about, hey, this is what I command you to do as my children. You're supposed to tell other people about me. And let me reiterate this. Not only is it a responsibility, it is a privilege to be able to share Jesus with those in our lives and those that we come in contact with. So I gave you four, you know, I would call practical applications of what we can glean from our scripture today. So as we reflect on these truths, let us heed the call to readiness. You know, if you were to have a readiness checkup, how ready are you? You know, one of the things that I sit back and do all the time, you know, particularly with, serving with the Central Piedmont Fire Department as a volunteer, you know, we have a gear bag, and when our bunker gear's in, all of our equipment and everything else, you know, I make sure there's an extra shirt in there. I make sure my light's in there. I make sure that it's working so that when the call goes out, all I have to do is grab that bag and I'll know I have all of my stuff with me. Folks, listen, let the Holy Spirit give you an inventory of preparedness when it comes down to your spiritual life today. I think that he already has. The Holy Spirit has already spoken to your heart. He has already placed a finger on areas of your life that you need to do a little bit better in. And now is the time to be prepared. You know, I am heralding the cry as one of the called pastors of God to tell you it's coming. Just like the weatherman was telling you over this past week, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Now, I'm telling you, when it comes down to Christ, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And let me tell you, unlike the weatherman, he is not going to miss the forecast. He is coming. We don't know when. That's why we must always be ready. So as we reflect on the truths, may we heed the call to readiness. Jesus is coming again, and we must be prepared to meet him, living each day with purpose as well as anticipation. Now is the time to renew your commitment to being alert and to being watchful. So, as we conclude our time today, here's a question I want to ask you. First of all, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? Are you part of the family? And sometimes people sit back and say, well, I don't really understand what you're talking about. Has there been that time in your life when you realize through the conviction of the Holy Spirit that you are a sinner and that without a Savior, you will spend an eternity in hell? If you know that today, then you are responsible for what the Holy Spirit has spoken into your heart. The knock. How many times over the years have we even seen the portraits of Christ knocking on the door? That's what he does to our hearts. So if you are an unbeliever today, and listen, don't be fooled into the form of godliness, which we have preached about even here recently. Don't be fooled by the form of godliness. Do you truly have Jesus Christ in your heart? The Holy Spirit is the one that will tell you that. You know, there will be tension within your spirit if you are not right. And if you're having that tension today, if the Holy Spirit is knocking on that heart's door, or even you know blatantly, look, if I were to take my last breath today, I don't know that I would spend eternity in heaven, then I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you to trust Christ right now, this very moment. Do not wait. How do you do that? Prayer is a communication tool with God the Father. So you can simply cry out to him. And I'm going to ask you to do that right now. If you need Christ, you can just simply bow your head in prayer and you can say, Lord, today I understand that I'm a sinner. Lord, I need you as my Savior. I believe what you accomplished on Calvary's cross. Lord, I believe that through the resurrection, you have conquered sin, death, and hell. So Father, today, I ask you to forgive my sins, come into my life, and save my soul. And Lord, I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you did that, I've just said so many times, that's just a handshake. You have just met the Father. You have opened the door. He has come in. But he wants us to be good children. You know, that's not the end of it. And by the way, if you trusted Christ today, I want to really encourage you. Listen, let us know. You know, put a post, you know, here on this particular broadcast. Contact us through the church. You can get all the information from the website. We're not going to harass you. We want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate with you. And we also want to help get you started on that path of discipleship in coming to know the Father even better. Now, maybe today you have joined us and you've sat back and the Holy Spirit has really placed into your heart that, look, I'm not ready. I have just been roaming around the bus stop. Yes, I'm a believer, but you know, my focus has been more horizontal here on this earth rather than vertical about spiritual things. Well, listen, if he's done that, it's not too late. I want to encourage you today to go to the Lord, confess your shortcomings before him, ask him to forgive you, and like the prodigal son, as you take those steps to return to him, not only will he greet you with open arms, he will run to you and meet you and throw his arms around you. And even though you may not feel like you should be a son, remember what it was that the prodigal's father said to him. He said, look, get a ring, put it on his finger, get a robe for him. Let's kill the fatted calf because my son who was lost is now found. Maybe that's you today. If that is, I trust that you will heed the words of the Holy Spirit, that you will go to the Lord in prayer, and that you will make things right and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to be ready. Every day, I am going to strive to make sure that my focus is upon you. And I promise you, he will give you peace and he will give you rest. Yeah, I hope and trust and pray that if there's anything that we could do to help you in that journey, that you won't hesitate to contact us. We would certainly love to be able to help you along the way on your spiritual journey. As you see, I try to call it a daily devotion. Sometimes I miss a day or two, and I don't generally post them on a weekend. But I'm trusting and praying that God's going to give you strength for the journey through his word. So today I want to thank you for taking this time to join us. In just a moment, I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to tell you a few of the announcements that I know. But at any rate, as always, if there's anything that we, the staff of Central Baptist Church, can do to help you along your spiritual journey, please contact us and let us know. Let me pray with us, and then I'm going to give you a few announcements, and then we'll get you from the living room to the kitchen for your lunch. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we thank you for the promise of Christ's return. Lord, I pray that you will fill our hearts with a fervent desire to be ready, to be watching, and to be waiting for that glorious day that your word so vividly describes to us. Lord, I pray that you will empower us by your Spirit to live faithfully, and Lord, to shine your light into the darkness of this world. Lord, strengthen our resolve to share the hope that we have in Jesus with other people. And Lord, as we await his coming, may we do so with joy and expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this prayer. Amen. Hey, folks, let me just go ahead and give you a couple of things. I did mention before that we certainly want to keep Brandy Holt in our prayers. I know the weather's been a little crazy, but she really, really, really needs our prayers. She is in the hospital at Moses Cone. She was on a ventilator as of day before yesterday. So we're trying to get a little bit more information. But you know what? Prayer warriors, you can change some things. I pray right now that you will truly be lifting her as well as her family in prayers. Deacons, you guys know that we were supposed to be having a long-awaited deacons meeting today. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but at any rate, I'm going to work on getting things, getting a meeting rescheduled. I'll let you know when that's going to be so that we can get together and then start the process once again of building our deacon ministry back in a biblical fashion in which the Lord would have for us to be able to go forward. I also want to just mention, we don't want to leave anybody out. We do have some birthdays this week coming up on Tuesday. Joy Pickard will be celebrating a birthday, so happy birthday, Joy. Wednesday, Sylvia Pegg. Sylvia does a great job for us. She's the one who puts out all of our correspondence by email, and Sylvia is just a sweetie. So Sylvia, I pray that you have a great birthday this coming Wednesday. And then we have a plethora of birthdays coming up on Friday. We want to say a happy birthday to Dave Smith, to Doris Hartsfield, to Ken Allred, and then yours truly will cross a big birthday. I'll cross that decade mark this coming Friday on January the 30th. So everybody listen, I trust and pray that you're going to have a great happy birthday this coming week. We don't have any anniversaries listed for this week. As far as our activities for today, obviously, as you know, we don't have any further activities today. We didn't even have service today other than online. So for those of you who've joined us, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today as we gathered around God's Word. I do want to look at a few things. D-Life, Steve and Mari's D-Life groups that usually meet on Mondays will not be meeting this week due to the inclement weather, and I'm sure that you guys truly understand those sort of things. I usually, when I take time, every now and then I will mention this because this is an ongoing thing. So if you're a veteran, there is a veterans breakfast every second Friday at 8:30 a.m. at Bethel Methodist Church, and that's located at 8424 Hall River Road in Oak Ridge. So if you're a veteran, from what I understand, they've got a lot of things, a lot of good information that they can give you as a veteran, things that are helpful for your journey. Ladies Connections coming up February the 4th at 4 o'clock p.m. That is going to be your next Ladies Connections meeting. Once again, that is February the 4th at 4 o'clock p.m. At the church in room 116 of our fellowship hall. Ladies, your monthly breakfast is going to be on February the 11th at 9 a.m. Once again, February the 11th, 9 a.m. at Cagney's over on Friendly. And just as a reminder, the Lottie Moon mailbox that's set back there, kind of back there in our Narthex area, your statements of giving, your 2025 statements of giving are placed in there. We encourage you to pick those up because probably this week, and I know some of you are saying, well, we can't get out this week. If you don't pick those up, we're going to have to mail those out. And of course, that will cost us some postage from the church. So if you have an opportunity and you stop by, or if you haven't already picked up your statement of giving, those are available through the Lighting Moon Post Office back in our narthex. So with that, those are about the only things that I can think of. Once again, I thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Like I say, a little bit different as you can look around, but it just goes to show you all the moving parts and pieces that it takes to put a service together on Sunday. I'm so thankful for our audiovisual crew. Once again, that's Don and Ryan and Wesley and Tim. I thank you so much for what you guys do to keep our message going out, not only to the world, but in a case like this, to our own people. So you guys have done such a phenomenal job. I know you missed out on the choir singing. I know you missed out on Vicky playing. I did too, but trust me when I tell you, you don't want me to sing. So at any rate, we just went with what we had today. As always, folks, here's what I want to say before I say goodbye for today. Be sure to check on one another. These are some pretty critical and tough times. Our deacons are going to be checking on those that are our widows and our shut-ins, and we can do our part as well. Folks, let's be proactive rather than reactive. Obviously, if something comes up, we can react to that. We can get things done or in place. We don't want anybody to go cold or hungry. So please, if there is a situation that you see, notify us. We can't fix what we don't know is broken. And then we're also praying that God will give us some spiritual vision to be able to go a little bit beyond and to be able to see the need and take care of it without anybody having to ask. I know you don't want to ask, folks, but please don't rob us of a blessing of having the opportunity to serve you. So with that, we have closed in prayer. I just encourage each and every one of you to stay safe, warm, and dry, and we will be looking forward to seeing you in the future. May God bless you. Have a great, wonderful snow day, and we'll talk to you later. God bless. Bye-bye.